Hi everyone, welcome back to Fortify and Flourish, where we discuss the best ways to fortify your mind so that you can experience a life that flourishes. I am your host, Tami Shiambade, and today we're going to be talking. It's going to be a little different. I want to share with you the best ways to navigate challenges that come our way. And I'm going to do it in a little bit of a different way. So I've already shared, if you've been with the pod for a while, you already know that I'm a God girl because it comes up, especially on the Fortify and Flourish side. My faith comes up because it's integral to the way that I live. And I'm super active at my church, and sometimes I get a chance to share some of the insights that I have with the folks at my faith-based organization that I'm a part of. And I had the chance to talk about some things a couple of years ago. It was a series that we're having called Thrive, and it's a really short snippet. It was before a panel, so I'm not going to share the whole thing. But I want to share with you this because I was listening to it, and I was like, this is valuable. And I was like, let me reapply this truth to my life again. So in the particular clip that I'm going to be sharing with you all, we are talking about finances at the time, and we're going to be looking at scriptures, and so we'll talk about it. But I think the insight that comes from the video is applicable to any challenge that you face. So I want you to look at it from a broader lens. I want you to think about the steps that you hear us discuss and think about how you can find it and apply it to yourself. All right. So with that being said, enjoy.
Look in Luke chapter 15, and it says, to illustrate the point further, Jesus told them this story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, I want my share of your estate now before you die. So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. A few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land. And there he wasted all his money in wild living. About that time, his money began to run out, and a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. We're going to stop there really quickly. So over the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about thriving. And during week one, I shared that I have had some situations, some struggles. And we talked about how those involved finances. And I don't think that I'm alone. I don't think I'm the only person who has sometimes looked at the account and looked at the bills and said, these two aren't adding up. Is there anyone else? You know, or maybe you're a business owner and you're like, oh, I have to pay my employees, but who's going to pay me, right? You know, or maybe you're a parent and you're trying to send your kids to college and you look at that bill and you're like, ooh, sweetie, I don't know. Maybe we need to reevaluate these plans. Is there anybody else who has had some type of an experience with their finances? All right, I'm hearing some people. Thank God I'm not alone. Thank you so much. All right, so if that's the case, I think we find someone who can relate to us in this particular scripture. In this scripture, although we usually focus on the fact that he's kind of gone wayward a little bit, if we pay attention to the details, he has a financial situation. And in some of your Bibles, it labels him as the prodigal son. You know what prodigal means? It means wasteful. His financial situation was so bad that he now had a label on him regarding the mistakes that he made. Now, not all of us are in financial trouble. Some of us, if we are, it's not necessarily because of a decision. It might be circumstances. It might be life. But we see that even here. In verse 14, it says, about that time, his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. So we have life happening to him in the midst of his bad mistakes. Right? And I can relate to that. I remember one day in my prayer closet looking, and I'm a notebook person. Y'all see me carrying my notebook around. I remember writing out, God, this is not adding up. I tried to do the right thing, but right now, I don't know how I'm going to pay these bills. I'm ashamed. I feel guilty. I feel bad. God, help me. And I see some parallels between this man and what I think we can do if we find ourselves in those situations. So let's go back to the text and let's look again. Let's pick it up in verse 14 and see what this young man does. It says in verse 14, about the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him into his fields to feed the pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything. And now I want us to pay attention to verse 17. Look at this. It says, when he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, at home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. He did something very interesting there, and I don't want us to overlook it. If we are trying to experience thriving or transformation in a particular area of our life, particularly in finances, the first thing we need to do is come to our senses. We need to reflect. All right? And so this is one of the first things that we have to do. But let's continue. Can we say reflect first? Reflect. All right, let's see what else he does. Let's see. So let's pick it up in 18. So in 18, he says, I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant. We're going to pause right there. There's something else he's doing that's really cool. Really, really, really cool. Right there, he is coming to a conclusion. He is deciding that he is going to do something. So after we reflect, we must make a decision. Come to a conclusion. Be honest with yourself. You know, I had to be honest. I had made some mistakes and it was not okay. I could not live in ignorance anymore. All right? And that's what we have to do if we're trying to move forward in any area of our life, particularly in the area of finances. And so after he reflects and then makes a decision, this guy, I mean, I feel like he's someone who I know. Let's go back and see what he does in verse 20. So it says in verse 20, so he returned home to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Now, I want us to see the third thing that this man did. But before I do, I want you to realize the shame that he felt. Imagine a young person going to their father and saying, I'm not even worthy to be your son. I think there are a lot of people who, when it comes to finances, you feel a lot of guilt and a lot of shame. And it might not even be because of you. You might feel like you don't fit in. Your peers, you know, they have nicer cars or they're living in a better house or it looks like they're far advanced more than you, like they've gone further. And you are ashamed. Despite that, this man did something interesting in verse 20. He moved. He took a step forward. He said, I've got to come up higher. I know I feel insecure about the situation that I am in, but I'm not just going to remain ignorant. I'm going to take action. And so he moved from the place where he was into a place that required him to have humility. And he said, Father, this is me. This is my situation. And so if we want to move forward, we want to reflect, we want to decide, and we want to move. And this morning, I'm inviting my big brothers to kind of help us do those things because they've done it in their lives and they've helped me do it in mine.
Hey, 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 everybody. All right, so you just watched the clip that I was telling you about. How was it? Did it get you? It got me. It got me when I taught it. It got me again when I was re-listening to it. And I think that those steps are critical, you know, taking the time to reflect, taking the decision or making a decision and then moving, you know, really having those opportunities when challenges come our way can really impact the outlook as to what our end experience is. So just know that that's available to you. I again hope that this has been super valuable. Let me know what questions you have in the comment section below. Tell me what resonates most about this experience or about how you might have navigated challenges in the past so that we can all learn in this community together. Okay? All right. Thank you again so much for being here. I am so glad and I hope that you have a flourishing week ahead. Take it easy. Bye.